You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America.
Trump arraigned, sailors arrested, hero dad, and hero grandma. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Donald Trump departed New Jersey on his private jet to Washington, D.C. to get arraigned for the third time. Trump responded to the latest indictment saying, "The Dems don't want to run against me, or they would not be doing this unprecedented weaponization of justice. But soon, in 2024, it will be our turn." He has another indictment coming in Atlanta, where the Fulton County Sheriff said they will mugshot him. No one's taken a mugshot of Trump because the point of a mugshot is so that everyone knows what this person looks like. We all know what Trump looks like. Also worth noting that the first Republican debate is less than 3 weeks away, August 23rd in Milwaukee, and Trump has shown no sign that he will be there. Two Navy sailors arrested for giving information to China. Two separate incidents. Jin Chao Wei, 22-year-old, on the San Diego-based USS Essex, charged with espionage and conspiracy to send national defense information to Chinese officials. He gave photographs and videos of the ship he served on, included technical and mechanical manuals and details about the training that Marines were doing for an upcoming exercise. Another sailor, Wen Heng Zhao, was charged with the same thing. He was sending operational plans for a U.S. military exercise in the Indo-Pacific region to a Chinese spy. What in the world? How often does this happen? I will always share stories of heroism when I come across them. In New Jersey, three children were drowning in a river, 13, 11, and 8, and their 42-year-old father ran in to save them. He was able to get them to shallow water, but he was swept away. His body was found 3 hours later. Terrible story, but when dads save the lives of children like that, what can be more commendable? In other hero news, an 87-year-old woman was woken up in the middle of the night to find a man standing above her with no shirt on and said, "I'm going to cut you." The 87-year-old says she jumped out of bed, picked up a chair, which she used as a shield. "He kept knocking me against the wall. He put a bruise on my forehead, one on my cheek." She says she kept fighting back until, quote, "he got tired of that." And then she asked him if he was hungry. So she fed him, and she talked about how she used to be a teacher and talked all about her childhood, and she called 911 as he was eating. Police arrived just as he was finishing up. The equally quick-thinking Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract. and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The heavy odds are that Donald Trump will have to sign off on a plea deal before the Republican convention next summer. The Biden Justice Department knows the indictments are all low-level beefs, but breaking the law is just that. The DOJ plan is to damage Trump with 1,000 cuts. It is very likely the former president will win the GOP nomination anyway, which is what the Dems want. Then the election of 2024 once again becomes a referendum on Trump. It is not likely that Joe Biden will run again. His health and grossly irresponsible son are crushing him. Also, he may have taken tainted money. No proof yet. A feverish investigation by Republicans in the House is underway, as you know. With Joe out, Kamala might not be able to beat Donald Trump. So the party is now casting around for a more desirable candidate. What's Michelle Obama up to these days in Martha's Vineyard? So that's where we are as we enter August, when the presidential race kicks off with the first Republican debate at the end of the month. Donald Trump says he will not attend. But we all know that time flies when you are investigating criminal activity. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, here's the mail. David Payne, I was so glad on Thursday when you brought up the in-your-face insult of Hunter Biden at the state dinners. It really irked me when I saw it. What also irked me was a carefree, arrogant reception he got from the other elites there. Well, you got to expect that. If you're invited to the White House, even if Hunter Biden's there, you're not going to cold shoulder him because that's impolite. And these people are all in a club. You get invited to state dinner, you're in the Biden club or the Trump club or the Obama club. Now, Trump didn't have a lot of state dinners. He didn't, wasn't really what he wanted to do. Hugh Gonzalez, Maitland, Florida. I'm a regular viewer of the No Spin News, premium member. Beside a Wall Street Journal, are there any other newspapers worth subscribing to? I get a local paper, Newsday, on Long Island because I want to know what's going on around me. Newsday kind of leans left and they're dopey on the editorial page a lot, but that's okay. In your town, you got to evaluate. Local news is important, but there are very, very few now newspapers that are any good locally. So it's not a good situation. Charlie Fish, Colonial Heights, Virginia. You mentioned in one of your email responses, Bill, that somebody else was paying Hunter Biden's fines and expenses. I may have asked before, would this be declared as income? No, it's a loan. So the guy out in L.A., they call him the Sugar Brother. The lawyer, name escapes me at the moment, he was the guy with the bong and, you know, all that. He's paying all Hunter Biden's bills. But he says they're loans to Hunter. Good luck getting paid back. And he knows he's not going to get paid back. Charles Mahorney, Lancaster, Kentucky. Bill, you say Trump shouldn't do the debate because his opponents say bad things about him. Don't you think they'll do that? Anyway, look, it would be insane, and I mean that literally, for Donald Trump to walk in there and have six or seven other Republicans throw stuff in his face, legal stuff, and I mean, he'd be crazy to do that. He'd not get anything to gain by doing that. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. In 1923, the President of the United States died suddenly at his hotel room in San Francisco. While doctors said he perished from a massive heart attack, some believe President Warren Harding was murdered. Here is the story. The Republican president stopped in the Bay Area after completing a tour of Alaska. He was the first chief executive to visit the nation's northern territory. At 8 p.m. on August 2nd, Harding was reading the newspaper inside his hotel suite when he began convulsing. Seconds later, he collapsed onto the bed. First Lady Florence Harding summoned the president's doctor, who attempted to revive him but failed. President Harding dead at the age of 57. Then Vice President Calvin Coolidge was sworn into office at 2:45 a.m. Despite numerous requests, the First Lady refused to authorize an autopsy. She then ordered her husband to be embalmed immediately. Harding's body was brought back to D.C. by train. 9 million Americans lined railroad tracks to honor the fallen president. Back in Washington, questions surrounded his death. Many newspapers called his demise suspicious, intentional, even a homicide. Said the president's personal physician, quote, "We are accused of starving the president to death, of feeding him to death, of assisting in slowly poisoning him. We are accused of being ignorant, stupid, and incompetent," unquote. In 1930, a former Harding official claimed the First Lady intentionally poisoned the president for fathering an illegitimate daughter. Others believe widespread corruption prompted members of the military to take lethal action against Harding. All of these, of course, unproven theories. And here's something else you might not know. To this day, the cause of Warren Harding's death is listed as heart failure, but his body has never been examined. So the mystery surrounding the demise of America's 29th president will likely never be solved unless Congress orders him to be dug up and his body investigated. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.